What's up, everyone? We are on page 280, Simon Reish Chav Dalet Siv Ches. Before we move on to Reish Chav Dalet Siv Ches, just one quick hour that I could not say yesterday because Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita was sitting in front of us, and that is that I heard B'Shem Rabbi Akiva that he was by, they were by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and they asked, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, you may make the bracha on Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita. Okay, so I didn't want to say that in front of him, it was a little bit awkward, so therefore I wanted to tell you guys today. So l'chora, you could still make the bracha, since you have never made the bracha on him. If you want to make the bracha on him, you have to ask the corner of Nevin's, all we saw yesterday, he would probably say not to say the bracha on himself, not just because out of Anivus, which he is the most out of everyone alive, but more than that is the fact that we saw yesterday that he held that nowadays not so posh that we would say the bracha on anyone nowadays. Okay, so that's something everybody should know. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said about Moreno Rabbeinu Rav on this topic. Okay, fine. Let's move on now. Simon Reish Chav Dalet Siv Ches. We have to finish the simon over here, and we have a lot of very interesting brachas, a lot of interesting inyanim over here. Says the mechaber over here, once again, those gemaras over there, in Maseches Brachos, tons of stuff that they were going to say from Daphne and Ches Maseches Brachos. Al Malchi Yisrael Omer. On Malchi Yisrael, you're going to say the following bracha, bracha, ta Hashem, yimach olam, shecholok michvodov liyurei av. Val Malchi Umos Ha'ol Omer, baruch shenan michvodo libasar v'dam. So we see over here a separate bracha for Malchi Yisrael versus Malchei Umos Ha'olam. And once again, we have to ask ourselves, is this bracha shayach nowadays? Is this bracha shayach nowadays? So really, there we see in the poskim, there's two tnaim for this bracha. So number one, does this mean melech davka? Generally, there was melachim who used to be run the countries, that's how it was. But what about other heads of state? Would we say the same thing nowadays? Okay, so that is what tnaim is. You have to be the head of the country. Okay, then the country, we generally hold it, it's lav dafka melech, just because he's not called a melech, but if he has qualities like a melech, then it would also require. So number one is, it's not just like second, and can we say the secretary of state, or the vice president, for sure not those, it has to be the Rosh Lamedia, the one who runs the country, the head of all the country. Number two, though, he has to have the ability and the power to make hachlatot chashuvot, that he can make decisions by himself without anyone stopping him from making these decisions. He's going to be able to make these decisions by himself. Now, some say that these decisions have to not only be important decisions, they have to be the most important decisions, that it's in his hands to be able to decide to kill someone or not kill someone. Okay? That is in his hands. He has the power to do so, like generally, all the kings back in the day, if they decided they woke up on the wrong side of the bed and they didn't like the guy, they could kill him if they want to. So that would be that those types of decisions would be in their heads in order to be able to make the bracha on this, whether it's chalak michvodu l'yireyav or shenasa michvodu l'basar. But once again, you see the difference between the Jewish king who's supposed to represent Torah, shechalak michvodu l'yireyav, versus Malchi Umasan, shenasa michvodu l'basar v'tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the kavod to be this king. So some say it has to have these ultimate powers. On the other side, the Shevet Alevi, Chelik Aleph, Simon Laman Hey, quoting the Radvaz, says that even if it's not in his hands, he can't kill people. But nevertheless, he has the ability to make important decisions, and he is the most mechubad in the whole country. Okay, whether then he would be able to go ahead, and he would be allowed to go ahead, and one would be able to go ahead and make the bracha on them. Okay, Rav Berkowitz Shlita and Rav Avadia, both Paskin, also similarly that, similar, but they say that since the President of the United States has the ability to pardon people, okay, he has the kalach to pardon someone, so therefore it's like in his hands to save someone's life, and therefore that is enough of it that you would go ahead and you would make the bracha on the President of the United States, or anyone similar with similar powers to the President of the United States, you go ahead and make the bracha. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita held that suffik brachas lahakal. You have to dafka have the ability to be able to not only free someone, pardon someone, but you have the ability to actually kill someone. Okay, only if he has the ability without checking in with his Congress, without checking in with his parliament, whatever it might be, to be able to kill only that person, you go ahead and actually make the bracha b'shem u'malchus. Any other type of president or nasi, whatever it might be, Rosh Memshalah, you would go ahead and make the bracha b'li shem u'malchus. Therefore, the chora, for sure, the Rosh Memshalah of Eretz Yisrael, you would not go ahead and make the bracha for sure according to this. Now, The Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatin Yud Aleph, was really quoting a Magen Avram, but really it's based on a Gemara in Chesam and Aleph Mesechas Brachos. The Gemara over there talks about Rosh Hashanah as a Saginar. Shashashas was blind, and yet he shows up at Stuki. Okay, the Stuki is standing next to him, and Rashashas was able to identify when the Melech was passing by better than the person could see the Stuki over there. Okay, because he was able to, whatever, to claim, you know, realize at first it was just a parade of people, and they realize when the cold amount of the Khan comes. When the quiet passes, that's actually the king and everyone looking at him, and he was able to know, and it says, oh, it sounds like over there, the Rashashas made the bracha on the king. So therefore, the Magen Avraham learns from over here, a blind person so much, so long as he can be mavchin, that he's standing in front of the royalty over here, he would be able to go ahead and make the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here in Sikat Yudal. Even a blind person, he knows that the melech is passing by, you go and make a bracha. The person point out, this is doubt, because usually birkas re'iyah, we don't say by a blind person. Okay? Even though, I don't know how he would know, but generally they don't know. Therefore, they can't make the bracha on Birkas Ariya. But over here, you could feel, you could always, oh, and just like if he's aware of what's going on, that the melech is passing by, that's all the cover that's going on, that's all the noise, that's all the rash that's going to be going on, he could go ahead and make the bracha. What comes out of this, Taskins, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the halacha brewer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Samech. Halacha Yud, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Paskins over here, based on this, that even if he's not blind, but he can't see the king, but as long as he knows the king is standing in front of him, there's generally, you know, it's very hard to get an eyesight of the president or someone that is hard nowadays because of all the security and stuff. But if he knows, based on what's going on, that they're standing in front of him, you can also go ahead and make the bracha over here, according to those who say you make the bracha on the modern day presidents and chulia and all these things like this. Okay? Now, one last thing over here before we move on. Rishon Mazalman quoted the Licha Shlomo Perek of Gimel Halachim and Beis. He says, "Zrat Hashem, Rabbi Amenu, Mimosa Mashiach." Okay, when Melech HaMashiach comes, how many brachas are we going to make? We're going to make four brachas on Melech HaMashiach. Says Rishon Mazalman. What four brachas are we going to make? Number one, on the Besuras Torah, we're going to make Shechiyanu V'Kiyamanu on Melech HaMashiach. Number two, if Melech HaMashiach comes, we're going to have 600,000 Jews. Definitely around the Lefachot that are going to be surrounding the Melech Mashiach, the great Melech Mashiach, and therefore we're going to say Chacham Arazim. Number three is obviously Melech Mashiach is going to be a Gdoli Ador Talmid Chacham at that level, and therefore we're going to say Chalak Michach Masa Lirayav. And number four is Melech Mashiach, and therefore we're going to say the Chalak Vodo Lirayav over here, our bracha over here. So four brachas Bezrat Hashem that we're going to be making on Melech Mashiach. Hopefully you're going to have your brachos card, so you're going to be able to know the four brachas you're going to go ahead and say when the Melech Mashiach comes. Sif Tes is another Gemara over there in Nunchas. It's Gemara on Tadaf Tesamu Beis and Sechas Brachas. It's in the third place, I believe, also. It says over there, the Gemara, Li'olam Yishtadil Odom Larutz Likras Malchei Yisrael. One should run to go ahead and be able to see Malchei Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, V'lo Malchei Yisrael Bevad, not only a Malchei Yisrael, Ela Filu Likras Malchei Umos Olam. Even to be able to see a non-Jewish king, you should run to go see them. She'im Yizke, says the Gemara, Yavkin bin Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umos Olam. Because if you're Zocha, and then you're going to be able to identify the difference between the Kavod of Malchei Umos Olam, L'malchei Yisrael. What do you mean the Malchei? We just said it's talking about Malchei Yisrael. So Rashi tells us, what's Yizke? Yizke, he says, Li'olam Haba, over there in Daftan Ches, he says, Shim Yizke, L'olam Haba, V'yira B'kfod Melech HaMashiach. Because now, if you were able to see Malchei Yisrael of this world, okay, V'ra'or, for sure, Malchei Umos Ha'olam, and then you're going to be Zochah to see Melech Mashiach in the future, so then you're going to really be able to understand the real kavod of Melech Mashiach even better, and therefore one should try and run to even see Malchei Umos Ha'olam, and even Malchei Yisrael of Zbizman Hazeh. That's the Gemara over there, we paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mitzvah to try and see Malachim, even Malchei Umos Ha'olam. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, so far we're going to take this, it says over here in Sikkot Yud Gimel, you're allowed to Tamei Dvel Divrei, you can become Tamei of Tumah Derabbanan, Bein L'Malchei Yisrael, Bein L'Malchei Umos Ha'olam, okay, v'chulei, v'chulei. Poskim do point out, though, If it's a goyish, a king, chas shalom, that's wearing a Avodah Zarah, represents a Avodah Zarah, v'chloy v'chloy, then you should not be running after to see him, although we would still make the bracha. If we saw the bracha not connected to the fact that he is wearing a Avodah Zarah, but you should not run to go see him if he is wearing a Avodah Zarah. Shari Mitzunim Ba'alach, according to Piskei Tshuva, also point to Piskei Tshuva, so I'm sorry, also writes that if you have to go by problems of Shmir Seinayim, okay, there's a lot of priests around the king, then also you should not run to go ahead to the king, you should run the other way instead and not be around such things. Fine. Sif Yud, we get to another one that is going to be very Allah Maisa for you guys standing here. You'll see why in a couple of moments. The Gemara Nanchesam Abeis says, Haroi Bote Yisrael Bi Yeshuva. If you see the houses of Klal Yisrael Bi Yeshuva dwelling, Omer Baruch Meitziv Gul Almana. And that's how he passed over here in Shulchan Aruch Siv Yod Haroah Bata Yisrael Bi Yeshuva and Kigon Bi Yushuv Bait Sheni Omer Baruch Atah Shalom Nagin Olam Matziv Gvul Amana Haroah B'Churbanim. You see houses that were destroyed from the original yeshiva. Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. That's bad news. Therefore we say the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Now Rashi says over there, and the Gemara over there, Haroah Bata Yisrael Bi Yeshuva, Rashi says Kigon Bi Yushuv Bait Sheni. And you saw the Mechaber brought down over here, like during the Yishuv Bayit Sheni. There's a machloket. What does Rashi mean? Kigon be Yishuv Bayit Sheni. If you look at Mr. Burr over here, Sifkat Niyadal, he brings down the machlokas. Perush, Bati Yisal, Bati Ashira, Yisal, Shemishon, Betok of Gvura, Go be Yishuv Bayit Sheni. The rich people who had nice houses that were, they're still standing, like during Bayit Sheni. He says over here, V'esher dafka b'eretz Yisrael b'zman b'ayit sheni kamar. Perhaps Rashi means we're only talking about houses that were around during b'ayit sheni. Those you're going to make the bracha on. Avol b'zman hazeh, filu b'eretz Yisrael lo. But nowadays, even in Eretz Yisrael, you would not make the bracha over there. So hashtas over here, according to this first daya, nowadays this bracha is not going to be shaykh, only shaykh during b'zman b'ayit sheni. The Yeshmer of Farshin Kavanas Rashi. Our those say that Kavanas Rashi dafilu him yushim ata kmo b'bayis sheni gam kemi barcha. It doesn't mean only in bayis sheni you make the bracha, but if we have houses that are built nowadays and there be yeshuvan like we had in bayis sheni, then you can go ahead and make the bracha. So not only does it sound like perhaps that we are passing like the second day, but Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl told me that even within the first day, what does it mean that why by Cheney and not now? So he says because it meant now where the Mishnah Berurah is talking in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have shlit over Eretz Yisrael, therefore we can't say it's like Yibi Yeshuvan. It's not our Yeshuv, and therefore you can't make the bracha. He says nowadays, where it's under Shilton Yisrael, that even according to the first day, it'd be like by Chena. It's not like by Chena, not on the base of Migdash. It's not the same Yeshuv, we still are davening for Yerushalayim to come, but still there's a difference between when Klal Yisrael is in charge, when the Umos Olam is in charge, and therefore, even according to the first opinion, he says, you are going to make the bracha. Okay, so what does this mean, Lamaisa, for us? Our houses that you see are going to make the bracha. Well, so the problem is, I don't know what the problem, but we have Shitas Arif. The Rif has a different girsa in the Gemara. The Rif writes not Bayis Yisrael, but Beit Knesses Yisrael. It's referring to but the Knesses of Yisrael. Those you go ahead and make this bracha on. And therefore, and not only that, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah and the Hanchuk says, Rif Perish, Bate Yisrael, Yeshuvan, Hainu, Bate Knesiot, Shemis Pali Mitochan. It's only referring to Bat Be Knesios that have returned. Those you go ahead and make the brachan. Vindechei Nogu Olam, Shein Mevarchan al Shari Batim. We don't make a brachan on other houses that were destroyed and rebuilt. Ki'im al Beis Knesses, Kishiro Atab Yaf Yovatikuna. If they rebuilt a shul that was once destroyed, and now it's Yaf Yovatikuna, you are going to make the bracha on this. Based on this, Rav Yashav Zatzal said, when the Churva was rebuilt, it's b'tiyofyo v'tikuna, you make this bracha of Baruch Meitziv Gvul Almana on the Churva b'shem u'malchus. B'shem u'malchus. Just a historical point. I don't know if people know this, that Rav Yashav was in the original Churva before it was destroyed. He had his bar mitzvah in the Churva in the old city before it was destroyed. It was destroyed, and Baruch Hashem Rav Yashav through his arichas yomim was able to be zochah to receive the rebuilding of the Churva again. And he came when the Churva was rebuilt and came and made this bracha b'shem u'malchus. And therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told me also that since he saw that Rav Yosha made the bracha, he said also we have to make the bracha. Also, you also made the bracha b'shem l'malchus and the churva. You'll see if you before you enter into the main sanctuary of the churva, there is a little shelet. There's a little bit. There's a little sign over there that says that has the bracha. This bracha written over there on the wall. I don't remember. It says Rav Yosha says to make the bracha, but it has the bracha over there in order for people coming to the churva that you can go ahead and make the bracha. Now, that Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal says, if you never made the bracha, you could still make the bracha, even though we only make the bracha once every 30 days. But if you never made the bracha originally, you could still make the bracha, says Rabbeinu Nevinzal. And therefore, go to the Maisa today, go visit the Churva, you go ahead and make this bracha. We have learned today of Baruch Matziv, Gvul Almana, and the Churva. And Bezrat Hashem, Rabbi Yameinu, very soon, as you see, they're rebuilding also the Tiferes Yisrael Synagogue. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, the Tiferes Yisrael Synagogue is rebuilt. And back to the time before the Jordanians went and destroyed it. That's right. They're going to rebuild it. We're going to be able to make the bracha also on the Tiferes Yisrael, show. And the Chora, every time you go ahead, you come, you don't see the Kotel every 30 days. You rekriya, you come and visit the Chorva and Tiferes Yisrael, and the guy with Zerat Hashem, be able to go ahead and make this bracha also. So you have multiple halachic things to do when you're coming from Chutz Laaretz and coming to visit over here. Okay? So that is this bracha over here of Baruch Meitziv Gvul Al Manah. Moving on over here to the last two halachas. And here we go. Haroa Kive Yisrael. If you see the kvarim of Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Hasa Hashem. Sorry, I don't know, did I ever read? I've skipped Yud Aleph, I'm sorry. Yud Aleph says, Haroa Bati Avodi Kachavim Yeshuvan Omer. And the other, on the opposite end, if you see Bait of the Kachavim Yeshuvan Omer, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. The Chorbanon, if you see, the Bati Avodah Zarah. Before we talked about Avodah Zarah Mamish. Now we're talking about the houses of worship of Avodah Zarah. The Chorbanon, you see them get destroyed, Omer Kel Nekamos Hashem. Then you say that. It does not sound like these are B'Shem Malchus, but those are different things that one says when saying Bati Avodah Zarah, and whether it be Yeshuvan or B'Chorbanon. Now, Aruah Kivi Yisrael Omer, if you see Kfarim Oklai, so you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekin Amal Cholam, Asher Yatzar Eschem Bedin. Okay, it's a very long nusach. You have to get the nusach from the Gemara or from a Siddur. It's a very long nusach. It's supposed to remind us of Chayim and Mavis. Okay, and therefore that is what one is supposed to say. There's a special bracha on Kivrei Yisrael. V'al Kivrei Ovdei Kuchavim Ov. If you see the Kfarim Ovdei Kuchavim, say, Bosha Imcha Me'od, Chofra Yolad Etchem, Hine Achriz Goyim Midwar Tziyav Arav. Okay, this is very, very obviously connected to today's mice and they're happening right now that people are going to go today to the Beis Kvaros over there in Har Herzl for the Levaya of the body of Zach Gamel that they're going to go and bury after 37 years. It's a very, very big simcha in Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, over here, you see over here that there's a bracha to remind us of Chaim Mavis. It's great. That's the bracha over here. So when you see these Kvarim of Yisrael, the Chora, one should make the bracha. However, there's a very big shailah based on the next halacha. Okay, there's a big, very big shailah based on the next halacha, and that is, we'll see over here that has all the Birkas Riel. Look and see if your gimel will come back to see if your base. Kol brachas hariya, all brachas hariya. Im chazer v'ra, also davar b'toch shloshim yom, eino chazer mevarich. If you go back and see it, im chazer v'ra, also davar b'toch shloshim yom, if you see within 30 days, you don't go ahead and make the bracha again. Okay, so anything that we've seen over here, therefore on the churva, you can only make it once every 30 days. If you see it constantly, you're not going to make the bracha because you didn't go 30 days without seeing it. Chuli, all these different brachas on Malchi Yisrael, if you want, works with the Melech. Okay, the same thing applies. By the way, I forgot to mention one ahara from Moreno Rabbeinu Nanzal, the guy going back to the Malachim. He says over here, Dibur Masal Malachim, on Sif Test, that one should run to see Malachim. He says, Ulai Inyan Zeh, Hu Adina Fil Malachim Shalayom. Perhaps this even applies by Malachim of today, Shirak Li Yitzuk, which are just, I don't know, they're just a costume. They're not real Malachim today. Okay, take the Queen of England and v'chulei v'chulei, all this Malchus is not really din of Malchus for many countries. It's just a character that stands at the head, but he doesn't really have any very many powers. But to see the difference between the kavod, the mechayik, to those types of kings, to the one of Melech Mashiach le'olam haba, that you could still see this chiluk. So it says in Rav Nevinzal over here that it would still apply nowadays. Now back to our regular scheduled program over here. The 30 days over here. Okay, within 30 days you don't make the bracha again. So the shiloh over here and all these brachas, okay, specifically we're talking about Kibrei Yisrael, we see harazesim constantly. Okay, harazesim we see every day. You look out the window, you see harazesim. Would that then, now you see a different Beit Kfaris. You see new Kfarim, is that considered saying Kfarim etok shloshim yom? Or do we say it's a new Beit Kfaris, and therefore you can make the bracha again? Okay, you go to Har Menuchos, so you go to Eretz Chaim, whatever it might be. You didn't see that Beit Kfaris within 30 days, so maybe then you make that bracha on that. That's Machlokas brought over here in Sivkotin Yedzayin. Look inside, Sivkotin Yedzayin, he says, oh, there, V'davk Yisroel to Melech, Avram Melech Acher Tzarech Levarch, the Magen Avram, Moshe the Ravaz says, it's only if you see the same king, or for our matter, the same but Beit Kfaris. But if you see a new king, okay, you see a king of a different country, or you see a different Beit Kfaris, according to the Magen Avram, you would, yes, make a new bracha. Okay, v'hu adin lini ani tisiv yud beis bro kever acher. The same thing. You saw a new kfarim v'chol kiyotzei ba. Om nama where the Mishnah Berurah says Bailey Rabbo so Simin Reish Chafei Katov the Magen Avram b'atzos zikotin yateisha mashad alos rileach. The Magen Avram in a different place sounds not like this. It sounds like even if you say a different one, you are not going to make a bracha over there. He's talking about seeing weird types of people. If you see a different type of weird looking person, you are not going to make a bracha if you've seen the same type in the last 30 days, even though it's a different person, but it's a similar idea, and therefore you would not make the bracha. L'maisa. L'maisa, if you look in Alicha Shlomo, though, in Perikov Gimel, I think it's Hara 159 or so, over there, brings down that Rosh Shlomo Zalman held maker to din like the first Magen Avram that you do make the bracha on singing new bayit beis kfaros, and that's how Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal also told the halacha l'maisa. Even though the pashas the Mishnah Berurah brings down the lashon omnum over here, and because the suffix bracha sounds like you would not make the bracha maker to din, we paskin that if it's a new beis kfaros, it's a new melech v'chulei v'chulei, you would be allowed to go ahead and say the bracha, which is l'maisim for you guys today. Okay, if you're going to go to the new Beis Kfaros that you haven't seen in the last 30 days, you would go out and make this bracha. If you want to make this bracha, make sure you get the nusach beforehand, because you're not going to know it. If you don't, it's a very long nusach over there. Think about Chaim and Mavis. It does say in the Aura there, when this thing was Shayach, when Rosh Hashanah went from one Beis Kfaros, and he went to another different Beis Kfaros within 30 days, he would have someone else patter him in the bracha because of something brachos. But Mikra to Dini held that one is really allowed to make his own bracha. Sorry, last thing, because this is something that comes up a lot, and it's actually a bir hativ over here. When you go to Beis Kfaros, you know the minhag that people put a little rock on top of the kever, and people always ask, what is that? Where does this come from? What is the point of putting a rock? So I have other ideas, perhaps also, maybe there's other reasons also, but the bir hativ over here, in Sivkotan Gimel, sorry, keep Sivkotan Zayin. Sivkotan Zayin between Bishen the Joshua's Marash. He says over here, four lines on the bottom of the page on 280. His oat cut of the berate. Mashatoshin Esav Otsur Umatsivan Al Matseva. Those who take grass or a rock and they put it on top of a kever, Eino Elamishum Kvoda Mace. This is for Kvoda Mace. Why is this Kvoda Mace to put the rock on the thing? Laharus Shuaya Al Kiro. To show that someone came to visit this kever, that is Kvod Meis. So everyone who comes, they put a rack onto the kever. That's like Kvod Meis. It shows that the people are still coming to visit this kever. That itself is Kvod Meis. So that's where the minhag comes from, at least according to the Ber Hatev over here, why we put the rack on top of the kever. Ad kan for today and for the Zman.